That period of discomfort when you're longing for something to happen but it hasn't happened yet is called waiting. It's where we are this week as we approach Good Friday with our spiritual ancestors, the followers of Jesus who were thrown into sudden panic and grief over the arrest and execution of their beloved teacher. As the unthinkable unfolded before their very eyes, all they could do was watch and wait. There was no way to make the 39 lashes go faster. No way to speed up the excruciatingly slow and painful death on the cross. No fast-forwarding through the universal darkness that followed. They were stuck. They had no choice but to be present to the reality before them and wait. The people of God have found themselves in this position many times before in redemptive history, and still do today. But the biblical writer who seemed to have the most to say about it was David. Samuel anointed him king when he was a young boy, but he didn't ascend immediately to the throne. Like Jesus himself, he spent many years in obscurity. When he became a national hero for slaying Goliath, the current king Saul sought to have him killed. So instead of wearing robes and living in a palace, the man who would be king lived his life on the run, sleeping in caves and trying to stay one step ahead of his assassins. But in David's dark night of the soul, in his confusion and distress, as he waited and wondered why God was putting him through this, he continually poured out his heart in song. In Psalm 38, "But for you, O Lord, do I wait. It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer." In Psalm 39, "And now, O Lord, for what do I wait? My hope is in you." In Psalm 40, "I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry." Psalm 52, "I will wait for your name, for it is good." Psalm 62, "For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation." Psalm 69, "I am weary with my crying out. My throat is parched. My eyes grow dim with waiting for my God." Sound familiar? David's longing is one with ours as we enter into the dark cave of waiting that is Good Friday. It's cramped and thorny here, but hope is on the way.